Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Daliska from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. In this November's elections, which are you, like, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Red running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better?
All Democrats.
Thank you. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, is it time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
It should not continue.
Okay, so it will be time for change and direction and political leadership in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Number one, abortion rights. Number two, the economy, inflation, and jobs. Gun violence, property taxes, illegal immigration and the border, cost of insurance for homes and vehicles, violent crime, funding for public schools and teachers' pay.
Was anything about health one of the options?
Yeah, okay, cost of insurance for home and vehicles?
Anything regarding health, like health insurance, medical, any of that?
It says, let me repeat it to you. Number one, abortion rights. Number two, economy, inflation, and jobs. Number three, gun violence. Number four, property taxes. Number five, illegal immigration and the border. Number six, cost of insurance for home and vehicles. Seven, violent crime. And eight, funding for public schools and teachers' pay. From this one mentioned, which one do you think is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today?
Number two.
Okay. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Abortion rights, gun violence, property taxes, illegal immigration in the border, cost of insurance for home and vehicles, violent crime, funding for public schools and teachers' pay. Just another
one. The last one.
Okay. Now, matter of your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Number one, Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Okay. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Somewhat favorable.
Avery Bishop?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Colin Albrecht?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Angie Chen Button?
Don't know who that is.
Ted Cruz?
Very unfavorable.
And Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, in the 2024 presidential elections, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose that today?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In the U.S. Senate elections between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Albrecht, the Democrat, which one do you vote for if you had to choose today?
Colin Albrecht.
Thank you. And in the elections for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose that today?
The second person.
Okay. Next, here is some follow-up information about both of the state house district candidates. I'm going to read both, and you will tell me, based on this information, which of your choices for Texas House District, Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat? I'm going to read both. Angie Chen Button is an incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at University of Dallas, and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. That is Angie Chen Button. Now, Avery Bishop. The Democrat is a first-time candidate, an SMU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit created literacy programs. Avery is the child of hardworking parents, Filipino immigrant mom, and father who is a fifth generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who has inspired Avery to public services when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public schools and the ban on abortion, expand affordable health care, and more to working families, and support economic growth in our state. Which one would you choose, Angie Chen Button or Avery Bishop?
Avery Bishop.
Thank you. Now, in American culture, mark one of these two that I'm going to read to you, which side you agree most. Number one, America is a country to build on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. Number two, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is running America with DEI and critical race theory that reaches kids to hate America, saying it is a racist country and promoting LGBT and transgender lifestyle. Which one do you agree with?
Number one.
Okay. Now, values and freedoms. Mark, either or are you more agree with? Number one, I agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversions for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Number two, I agree with those who say Texans should have freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by a government politician.
Number two.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
Yes.
From what you know, do you support or oppose to school vouchers?
School vouchers for what?
Like if you support them. You support, like you agree with it or you... You're opposed to school vouchers.
Can you explain what it means?
No, that's what we asked. Like, if you know about, like, the basic information you might have about school vouchers, what is for you the school vouchers? You said yes. Now the next question comes up. It says, according to what you know, it could be a few information you have. It could be as much information you have. Do you support or oppose school vouchers?
Oppose.
Okay. When it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? Number one, the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods. Number two, liberal teachers, unions indoctrinating our kids. Number three, lack of funding for the state leading to schools closing. And number four, low teachers' pay.
Number Number four.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion?
No.
Okay. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Number one, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Number two, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Number three, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. Number four, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Number five, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of the state to get a legal abortion.
Number two.
Okay. Now, we are 60% completed the survey. Thank you for your time. We're about to finish. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction on each as either a very strong reason to vote against the candidate or somewhat strong reason or weak strong reason to vote for this each specific person, okay? Angie Chenbottom supports Governor Abbott voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public school and give it instead to private for-profit school run by his contributors. Does this statement put you very strong against to vote for them, somewhat strong against to vote for them, weak reason, or don't know?
Against.
Very strong or somewhat against?
Very strong against.
Okay. Number two, Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. Angie Chenbottom supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk in a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. How would you rate it?
Very strong against.
Okay. Next, Representative Bottom voted against giving school teachers a raise.
Sorry, say that again.
Representative Bottom voted against giving school teachers a raise.
Very strong against.
Okay. Angie Chenbottom says she's a small government conservative, but she has consistently voted to mandate state government to take away local communities' freedom to make their own policies on things like water breaks for workers, short-term rentals, or air quality. How would you rate it?
Somewhat against.
Okay. Next, Avery Bishop is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control.
What are the options again?
Very strong against that. Somewhat strong against that. Weak reason or don't know?
What's the third option?
A weak reason.
So what is in favor of?
Okay, like if you, like this statement we just read makes you to vote against this person, very strong against
no.
this person, somewhat
no,
against.
Not against. Weak reason.
Okay. Now, Avery Bishop and her Democratic pals will continue to the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities.
Weak reason.
Despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Angie Chen-Button has failed to fund our public schools, which led to our four local elementary schools closures, forcing families to change schools and driving down property values.
I'm one against.
Okay. And Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex educational curriculum for our school kids that only further worsens the problem of public schools sexualizing our kids from an early age.
Weak reason.
Okay. Thank you very much. And lastly, I will go ahead and read some of the statements about and record and policies of one of the candidates for the state representative, Avery Bishop, answers if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Number one, Avery Bishop will push for sensible gun safety laws to protect school kids from gun violence. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Number two, in the legislature, Avery Bishop focus will be fighting for working families and improving access to affordable health care and child care, making home ownership and property taxes more affordable, increasing the minimum wage, improving working conditions, and supporting our local public schools. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Number three, a product of public school, Avery Bishop knows education is the key to getting ahead. She will fight to make the state pay its full share of school funding to keep our local neighborhood schools open. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Avery Bishop believes Texas women should have their freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion even with their lives is in danger. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Next, Avery Bishop is an innovative problem solver in order to help inmates who serve their time succeed when released. She wrote an app that helps them clean their record to get a job and find housing and health care to survive in the outside world. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. As the Republicans in power continue to make millions in campaign cash from the big insurance company and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle squeezing Texas consumers, Avery Bishop says, it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take the greedy insurance corporation to give Texas families relief from raising rates. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay. Avery Bishop presents a new generation of leadership for Texas. Her accomplishments, including paying for law school, becoming Miss Texas, show she is energetic, hardworking, smart, and determined to use her skills to better people's lives and bring us together. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay, and the last one on this question. In the legislature, Avery Bishop will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money at least 41 other states do. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you very much. Okay, so having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Andy Chen, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
The second one.
Thank you. What is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 40, 40 or 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
Between 18 and 39.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black and Asian or Pacific Island descent, white, Caucasian, or older?
Black.
Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Thank you. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Facebook and Meta.
Yes.
Twitter or TikTok, Instagram?
Yes.
TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount?
No.
YouTube TV?
Yes.
TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or OWN?
No.
TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your patience on the line. Your opinion is very valuable for us, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.